Ahoy, mateys! Me name is Pinkbeard, Captain Pinkbeard, a lifelong scoundrel of the seven seas. Many a troubled day have I spent living the pirate's life. I were once taken hostage in Tripoli, held captive in Marseille, and placed in shackles and whipped by a magician in a Mexican wrestling mask in Vegas. But being a sailor of great cunning, I managed me escape every time, arg, so that I might live to tell the tales. Aye, but alas, I do to this day remain a slave. A slave to Wiener. Lonely are the days of a gay pirate set adrift on the shoreless bed of the open sea, and long are the nights when only you have a Men of Pasta Brioni calendar to keep you company. I tell you, I keep up this pace, and I may have patches over both me eyes if you're catching me drift. Oh, rare is the occasion a pirate runs across a fellow scallywagger who loves tallywhacker. A hazard of the job it is. Even those you have deep suspicion of, you best be good and sure before you commandeer the wrong buccaneer. You might find yourself otherwise on the short end of a long rope, to be sure, and perhaps even in the midst of mutiny. I'll be giving you an example. 3 sunsets ago, we added 4 new members to the crew. There was Blackheart the Blade, Harry the Hook, One-Eyed Scully, and Steven. Well, I'll mention no name, but let's just say there's one young swashbuckler of the 4 I think fancies fishing in the stern, if you know what I mean. But you can never be too careful, especially when you're the boss of things. Poseidon knows I don't want HR riding me ass again. Well, I'll tell you, he's given me all the signs, or at least I think so. Me first caught him staring at me during inspection. Then yesterday, he touched me hand when he was helping me load rum barrels in Costa Rica. And then just last night, I woke up in the middle of the night to catch him whacking off at the edge of me cot. Sure, he's given me all the signs, all right. I mean, is he trying to tell me something, you scallywags? How can I ever be sure? Oh, I'll cut a man's throat for so much as one harsh word about me mother or me ship, but I just can't stand the sting of rejection. Yes, indeed, yo-ho-mo, the pirate life's a lonely life for me, all right. The people in me wine tasters club, they tell me I should go on to piratefags.com. But I don't know. Am I really ready to admit I'm that desperate? I mean, whatever happened to fate? Or am I just a hopeless romantic arg? Who be knocking at my door? Who's the lousy sea dog rapping this time of night? Begging your pardon, Captain. Oh, yes, Scully. What you doing? Want to come in for a nightcap? Captain, I think it'd be fair warning to tell you, sir, that there's a restlessness among the crew. I feels it like a cold rain coming. Well, why don't you take your boots off for a while? I'll open a bottle of wine. You can tell me all about it, huh? I got the entire 6th season of Sex and the City on DVD for Christmas. I can do your hair while we watch it. What do you say, Scully? No, sir. Begging your pardon. But me and the crew never fancied you to watch such mindless feminine dribble. I sort of had you pegged for a Sopranos guy, Captain. Oh, yeah, well, I am. I just watched Sex and the City for Kim Cattrall's big p's. Arrgh. Aye, Captain, that makes sense. Wheat, then? No, thanks, Captain. Sir, a member of the crew we believe might carry the curse of San Francisco with him aboard the ship. He sleeps in the quarters as we speak. Well, that's a serious accusation to be sure, Scully. You must be sure of it, or I'll have your homophobic heart on the tip of me sword. He sleeps in a mask of mud, sir. You best do better than that, laddie. He has hoop earrings, sir. So do you. Oh, and during chores, he whistles the song I'm a genie in a bottle as he works. Keep talking. He watches his lips, sir. He won't even leave Pete the Peg Leg alone. Keep sending him cards with a dab of Dacon Noir on the envelope. He voted more than once last night on American Idol. He has like 7 pairs of boots, sir, and won't ever wear the same headscarf twice. Sir, he names all the fish we catch. And last night, sir, I caught him whacking off at the edge of me cot, sir. That slut. What's that, sir? Oh, nothing. So who is this? She queer. I'm afraid it's Steven, sir. The new guy. Well, I'll be. Well, you best bring him before me at once, Scully. I'll get on top of him. I mean behind him. I mean it. Behind it. What you're trying to accomplish. I'll get behind it. Scully. Aye, Captain. Thank you, Captain. And good night, Captain. Good night, Scully. Arr. He's coming down. Oh, my God, I look terrible. Do I have time to bathe? Oh, I just did Sunday. Maybe I'll just put on a towel and pretend like he just caught me getting out of the tub. Oh, Polly, is it really happening? Polly, what's a blindfold? Oh, stop it. It's not that bad. This has to be the one, Polly. You heard Scully. I mean, not even I vote twice. Oh, I look like hell. Damn it. Hello? Steven! Wow, you startled me. I wasn't expecting company and me in this old house rag. Whatever. The dude with the great abs told me you wanted to see me or something. And I do. Shit. Can I get you anything? I made mimosas. Can I pour you one? No, thanks. Nothing? Lady finger? Finger sandwich? Any kind of finger? Are you crazy? Who would eat this late? Right. Hey, cool Johnny Depp poster. You like that, huh? Oh, why couldn't I have climbed aboard Captain Jack Sparrow's ship? Oh, my God. Well, hey, I'm not exactly chopped. So, can I ask you something, Captain? Sure. Anything. Is Pete single? The peg leg? Duh. Have you seen him? Well, that's kind of what I wanted to talk to you about, Steven. Oh, God. This is about the kielbasa trick in the mess hall, isn't it? Oh, no. Not at all. Wait, what kielbasa trick? Oh, never mind. Steven, I don't feel comfortable just coming out and asking you this, but I have to know. Steven, I want to cross blades with you, boy. I want to drop me anchor in your harbor.
Not following.
I want to dock in your port, boy. Spit shine your dinghy. Reel in your bonefish. Steven, I want to loot your shipyard.
Oh, wow. Awkward. Listen, sister. You're not really my type. I'm sorry.
Oh, why? Because I don't have a peg leg?
No. You're just too, well, girly. I need a man. Someone not afraid to just come out and tell me how it feels. I mean, all this innuendo, Captain. I mean, please, just come out sad. Burst through the door and tell me I complete you. God, what's a girl got to do?
But I'm sorry to hear that, Steven.
I think I'd better go.
Oh, and one more thing, Steven. Bastard. Captain, I heard a gunshot. What happened? Hey, this faggot tried grabbing me ass. So I shot him dead like the sea fairy he be. Now get back up to that deck and stop eye-mauling me package. These silk pajamas weren't made for the eyes of some scally fag like you. Arr!